What's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Session.
Today on Wings, the story of a set of women in India for whom introduction to basic literacy paved the way to financial and social empowerment. Their organization, Malar, that grew out of a literacy movement, is now 30 years old and has touched the lives of more than 30,000 women and their families.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Welcome, listeners, to this edition of the Wings Radio Show. I am Smita Ramanathan with my colleague Manju Venkat from Bangalore, India. This is the story of an organization from the beautiful Kanyakumari district in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Kanyakumari is at the southernmost tip of the Indian peninsula. Flanked by the Arabian Sea, the Bay of Bengal, and the Indian Ocean, it is one of three capes in the world where you can see both sunrise and sunset. This district is home to the organization called Mahalir Association for Literacy Awareness and Rights, or Malar for short. Malar also means flower in Tamil, the official language of the state of Tamil Nadu.
In India, self-help groups, or SHGs, are a recognized development intervention that help poor women access credit and other financial services. They are small neighborhood groups of about 20 members that meet every week, make savings, build a corpus, and use their funds to lend to members. They connect to mainstream banks to raise further funds. The regular meetings and discussions among like-minded women builds bonds among them. Many civil society or non-government organizations, known in India as NGOs, promote SHGs as a way of providing financial services to underserved women. Training to build skills and confidence of members is an integral part of promoting SHGs. Malar is one such organization of women that forms and strengthens women's SHGs. They are truly a self-help organization, for they receive very little external funding and manage their own affairs and finances themselves.
Malar was formed by the Tamil Nadu Science Forum, a people's movement for science education. In 1991, the forum implemented the government's total literacy campaign. The literacy volunteers, that is the teachers, had gained rapport with the women who learned to read and write. The women themselves gained tremendous confidence and awareness. When the campaign ended in 1994, the organizers wished to sustain the movement without government funding. Thus was born the Mahalir Association for Literacy Awareness and Rights. Mahalir means women in Tamil.
83-year-old Shailene Mary, the founding member of Malar, remembers how she came to the literacy movement.
Shailene Mary was a school teacher. She was one of the best teachers in her school.
I was a teacher in a girls' higher secondary school, Little Flower Girls' Higher Secondary School. I was considered a best teacher at that time.
Shailene Mary was dedicated to teaching poor students who could not afford extra coaching. She was a tough taskmaster and made sure her students learned their lessons well. Due to her skill at teaching, the district administration requested her school to depute her to the literacy campaign. She enjoyed her work as a literacy volunteer, teaching women to read.
Thereafter, it was a very happy time because those women who do not know how to write and how to read the bus.
She motivated the women to learn the alphabet. She told them that they would be able to read display boards on buses and letters from children and relatives living away from home.
Being able to read bus boards gave many women the freedom to travel alone. They were able to write letters to their children or relatives who were living away from home. As she traveled across the district and visited women in their homes, she saw how poor most of them were. She helped them access government benefits such as funds for building toilets, pensions for the physically handicapped, scholarships for poor students, hostels for orphans. This was work that gave her great satisfaction. When the campaign ended in 1994, she took voluntary retirement from her school and came back to work with the neo-literate women who had been promised that they would be able to use their literacy to good effect.
Along with the other volunteers, she started organizing women into self-help groups, starting with small savings, and registered Malar in 1995.
John Slee, the joint president of Malar, joined the campaign as a volunteer in 1994. She talks about organizing women during the literacy campaign. Meenakshi Warrior gives us the English voiceover for her Tamil words.
We were able to organize many women at the grassroots. Women who did not know the alphabet, those who could just about write their names. They were all women who had suffered in life and had no one with whom they could share their tales and unburden themselves. They all started attending the study circles. A close bond developed between the women and the literacy volunteers.
அரசாங்கம் அறிவொளி இயக்கத்தை நிறைவு செய்து அப்படின்னு சொன்ன உடனே எல்லா மக்கள் டைம்
1994 the literacy campaign came to an end. The government said that there were no more funds to run the campaign. The truth was that the women at the grassroots began speaking out. They spoke to the authorities about the problems they faced in the villages, about alcoholism among men, domestic violence, lack of drinking water, street lights. These were not easy questions to answer. The campaign ended and those who were deputed by the government went back to their regular jobs.
John Slee goes on to say that left behind were the volunteers and the neo-literates. The block and district level coordinators discussed what they could do to sustain the momentum created by the campaign. There were intense discussions on possibilities among the coordinators and activists from the Tamil Nadu Science Forum. They talked to forming women's rights groups, savings groups. Since there were bankers among them, it was decided on forming savings and credit groups. Though wary of the risks involved in dealing with savings and credit, advisors such as Thomas Franco and Andrew Morslin encouraged them to start a pilot in one block where the study circles were strong. Since the learners in the literacy campaign were mostly women, they named the organization Mahalir Association for Literacy Awareness and Rights. Mahalir means women in Tamil.
Clear rules were set for group membership, group meetings, credit and savings. All these decisions were taken by members themselves in a democratic manner. After much discussions, the groups meet every week and engage in financial activities. They also discussed social issues of concern to them. The thrust was on transparency. Today, the 30-year-old organization has more than 1,600 groups with a membership of over 30,000 women across the district. The collective savings of these women amounts to 270 million rupees or $3 million. The loans provided to members is more than ₹1 billion or around $14 million.
The service charge from the loans helps meet much of the running costs of the organization, such as staff salaries, transportation. Sometimes they do raise grants from certain Indian agencies and local donors. In 2000, the rented building out of which Malar functioned caught fire. Shaleen Mary and others raised money from members and other donors to buy land and eventually built their own office and training center in the district headquarters. They also own office buildings in other blocks of the district.
Apart from the weekly group meetings, there are also block-level meetings, training programs and monthly newsletters to disseminate information to all members. Almost the entire membership across the district gathers for their annual conferences. The conferences are venues for discussion on work in progress as well as cultural activities.
Researcher and academic Dr. R.V. Bindu, who specializes in organizational behavior, did her doctoral study on Malar. She speaks about the organization, its management systems and ways of functioning.
Experience of Malar speaks that Through community action, we can improve health, sanitation, housing, livelihood, and children's education among the rural poor. I think that program has always enjoyed the pride of place among all the poverty-focused initiatives implemented so far in the country. Women organization is successfully achieving its motto, self-help is the best help. And they have not taken any external financial support so far.
She highlights some of the factors that have helped Malar sustain for 30 years.
That communication system which they are following in their organization, that I may say that upward down, downward up, horizontally, vertically, and following the rules. And benefit plans and benefits which the Malar members are receiving. And they are getting career opportunities from this organization, Malar. A factor is job content. It is well defined among the members and the organization, very transparent. Policies they have framed from the recruitment of a coordinator till the retirement, even after retirement, is well mentioned. Then participation in decision-making process, most of the members get an opportunity to become a leader, to run the organization. Then the pay system, which they are following, that is also well written, transparent, and they are strictly following the rules for the pay system.
Researcher and academic Dr. R.V. Bindu, who specializes in organizational behavior, did her doctoral study on Malar.
In India, self-help groups or SHGs are a recognized development intervention that help poor women access credit and other financial services. Listen to Vasanta Lata, the vice president of Malar, who joined as a trainer of SHGs. She talks about forming and training SHGs of poor women.
We form SHGs for poor women in the village, those who fall below the poverty line. Persons with disabilities, those whose husbands have deserted them, or widowed women. We train such women. For instance, a widow faces many problems in society and family, but she also has many capabilities without an opportunity to express them. She might not be able to access education for herself or her children. We talk about such issues in the SHGs. These groups become spaces where women get educated about their rights, gain awareness. The groups also help women access livelihood opportunities. When a woman is trained, it benefits her entire family. Group members undergo several training programs in soft skills as well as group management skills, including communication, leadership, and maintaining the group finances and accounts. This helps them manage the groups as well as their household affairs.
Vasanta Lata herself was widowed when her children were very young, and Malar proved a refuge. The companionship of her colleagues, the training programs and conferences at Malar helped her gain confidence.
அப்புறம் கேள்வி கேட்கக்கூடிய திறன் நமக்கு இங்கே தான் கற்றுக் கொடுத்தாங்க. கேள்வி எப்பவுமே நம்மளுக்கு அறிவியல் இயக்கமும் நம்மளுக்கு சொல்லி கொடுப்பாங்க.
It is here that I found the courage to ask questions. During every training session, we are told to always ask questions. What? Why? How? During group meetings, I am at the receiving end of many questions myself. I note them all down. I might not have answers to all of them, but when I am able to answer questions, it makes me happy. When I am the one asking questions, then too I feel proud of myself. It gives me self-confidence.
Vasanta Lata told us how the annual conferences are fun-filled events where women sing and dance. Let us listen to a clip from a song that Vasanta sang for us.
தலைவாரி பூச்சோடி உன்னை பாடசாலைக்கு போயென்று சொன்னாளு நன்னை தலைவாரி பூச்சோடி உன்னை.
The song is by the famous progressive poet Bharatidasan to promote girl-child education at a time when girls were not sent to school. A father encourages his reluctant daughter to go to school. Your mother has combed your hair, adorned it with flowers, and readied you for school. Why are you standing still like a stone, shedding tears? He says. He further goes on to say that education is a fruit that she must taste. The Tamil land, which is surrounded by seas, asks for its girls to be educated.
Today on Wings, you are listening to the story of an Indian organization called Malar that promotes women's self-help groups or SHGs. You will hear the term SHGs repeatedly throughout this show. These are small affinity-based neighborhood groups that engage in savings and credit as well as community activities. Now, Block Coordinator Sushila tells us about Malar's financial products that are customized for its members. Aditi Parasaveli gives us the English translation.
அடுத்தது வந்து இந்த இறப்பு கால நிதி திட்டம் அப்படின்னு சொல்லிட்டு ஒரு திட்டம் தொடங்கினாங்க. அதுவும்
The Death Benefit Fund was started in response to the difficulties faced by poor families during the death of a family member. They found it difficult to meet even the funeral expenses. Hence, in 1997, we started this scheme. A group member makes a one-time contribution of 100 rupees. If she dies after the age of 55, her family gets rupees 2,500. And if she dies before that age, the family gets rupees 5,000.
The death benefit scheme has now taken the form of a welfare fund scheme where the benefit has been enhanced to 25,000 rupees or around $270.
அப்புறமா வந்து பென்ஷன் திட்டம் அப்படின்னு ஒண்ணு கொண்டு வந்தாங்க. அதுவும் 1997.
In 1997, we also introduced the pension scheme for members. This was in response to a demand raised by members during the annual conferences. It's a contributory scheme where members save a certain amount every month with Malar for a fixed period of 10, 15 or 20 years. At maturity, double the amount of investment is returned to member. She can also opt to avail it as a monthly pension at 12% interest per annum. Nearly 14,000 members have invested in the pension scheme.
Sushila also told us that members receive continuous training in health issues. Many women suffer from anemia during pregnancy. On the advice of health experts, Malar started providing half a kilo of ghee or clarified butter to every pregnant woman during her 7th month. Ghee is considered a delicacy in most Indian households. It is a nutritious milk product eaten with rice, Indian breads, and added to sweets. This scheme too has been running continuously since 1997.
Malar helps its members access multiple schemes that the government offers to poor households. Often, these involve repeated visits to government offices, complex documentation, and sometimes bribes to government officials, all of which prevent the poor from accessing them. Edwin Jayakumari, the treasurer and block coordinator, tells us about it.
கிராமத்தில் உள்ள மக்கள் ரொம்ப ஏழைகளாக இருப்பாங்க. அப்போ அவங்களுக்கு வந்து என்னென்னா அரசு உதவிகள் வாங்கியதுக்கு தெரியாது எங்கே போய் வாங்கணும் என்ன.
SHG members access benefits from government offices. There are benefits such as housing, ration cards, pensions for physically handicapped persons and widows. Sometimes officials at the department demand bribes from the poor for providing benefits from the schemes. At such times, we educate them about their entitlements, tell them not to pay any bribes, help them fill various forms and advise them to wait patiently till all procedures are completed and they get their entitlements.
Ration cards that Edwin mentioned are documents that the government issues to households. Poor households can use these cards to access subsidized grains from the public distribution system. Let us now listen to Health Coordinator Sindhuja talk about Malar's health initiatives.
மலர் வந்து தொடங்கி 30 ஆண்டு ஆகியிருக்கு. ஆகும்போது நம்மளுக்கு வருமானமெல்லாம் கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சம் இருக்குது. ஆனால் மக்கள் வந்து
இன் தி ஏர்லி டேஸ் ஆஃப் மலர் வி நோட்டிஸ் தட் மெனி மெம்பர்ஸ் வர் டேக்கிங் லோன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் குரூப்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹெல்த் எக்ஸ்பென்சஸ். தே வர் ஸ்பெண்டிங் அ லாட் ஆன் மெடிக்கல் ட்ரீட்மெண்ட். வி ஸ்டார்டட் ஆர்கனைசிங் ட்ரெயினிங் ப்ரோக்ராம்ஸ் இன் ஹெல்த் அண்ட் ஆர் எக்ஸ்பர்ட்ஸ் அட்வைஸ்ட் அஸ் தட் வி மஸ்ட் ட்ரெயின் மெம்பர்ஸ் டு லீட் அ ஹெல்தி லைஃப் ஸ்டைல். வி ட்ரெயின் குரூப் மெம்பர்ஸ் இன் டாபிக் சச் அஸ் மென்டல் ஹெல்த், நியூட்ரிஷன், ஃபிசிக்கல் ஹெல்த். We encourage them to grow kitchen gardens, use herbal medicines and cut down on medical expenses as far as possible.
அதுக்கு வந்து நம்ம பிள்ளைகள் படிப்பு செலவுக்கு அடுத்தால வரும்போது மருத்துவ செலவு.
Sindhuja goes on to say that now SHG members take loans for children's education, buying housing sites or for building houses. Earlier many members stayed in thatched roof houses or in huts, but now many are building sturdy houses and educating their children well. Earlier they were even taking loans to release their ration cards, which they would have pledged for meager sums. Now things have changed.
As members' economic well-being and confidence improve, the organization too has begun to take on ambitious projects. One such project has been with grant and training support from NABARD or National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development. NABARD is a development bank owned by the Government of India that promotes sustainable and equitable development.
தொழில் முனைவோர்களை உருவாக்குறதுன்னு இருந்தது. இதுக்கு எல்லாத்துலயுமே நாங்க NABARD.
Johnsley says that in keeping with Muller's objective of creating member-owned enterprises that will provide employment opportunities locally, they started a spices and snack manufacturing unit in 2019. Besides the grant which was used to buy machinery, they needed funds for infrastructure and other costs. It was a large venture and the board wondered if they could raise share capital from members. At one conference, they asked almost in jest if members were willing to contribute. They were. Almost every member put in ₹1,000 and they were able to raise 30 million rupees or nearly $300,000. They struggled with the unit in the beginning. The COVID pandemic compounded their problems. But now sales have gradually picked up. All products are sold under the Muller brand. Production and marketing are done by members. Members themselves form a huge customer base. With NABARD support, they have established a goat rearing producers company. They have now started a women's banking company that lends to SHG members.
Muller collaborates with other organizations that work on social issues. Pushpalata, a coordinator, talks of her experiences as member of the All India Democratic Women's Association or AIDWA. It is an independent national level women's organization with membership of nearly 9 million women. It works for social, cultural and educational progress of working class women.
AIDWA vanda Janaya Madar Sangathinudaya area committee thalaivar கிள்ளியூர் மேற்கு கமிட்டியினுடைய தலைவராக செயல்பட்டிருக்கு. இப்படி ஒரு பெரிய அமைப்புக்கு தலைவராக கூடிய விதத்தில் வளர்த்தியது மலர் தான்.
ஐ சர்வ்ட் ஆஸ் த ஏரியா கமிட்டி ஹெட் ஆஃப் த கிள்ளியூர் பிளாக். இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மை ட்ரெயினிங் அட் மலர் தட் ஐ வாஸ் ஏபிள் டு ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஸ் த ஹெட் ஆஃப் த கமிட்டி ஆஃப் அ நேஷனல் லெவல் ஆர்கனைசேஷன். When it comes to certain issues such as the violence against women, Muller does not intervene directly. It turns to AIDWA for help in taking action.
Pushpalata narrated 2 incidents of deaths of young women. Their natal families suspected the involvement of their husbands. Muller then took the help of AIDWA to deal with legal and police procedures. In one incident, Muller members sat in protest next to the body till a police complaint had been filed. Such stories of struggle and empowerment are countless. Now let us listen to Vijayalakshmi, the president, talk of her own growth with Muller. Prema Kuruvila gives us the English voiceover.
நான் வந்து கவர்மெண்ட் அரசாங்க பள்ளிக்கூடத்தில் 10th class வரை நான் படித்தேன்.
I studied up to grade 10 in a government school. My widowed mother was an agricultural laborer and raised us single-handedly. Though I had good marks in grade 10, I could not study further due to poverty. I started rolling BDs at home. BDs are indigenous cigarettes with tobacco rolled in leaves. It was at this time that the literary campaign was underway in Kanyakumari district. In 1997, Malar started an SHG in our village. I became a member and secretary of the group. Later, I joined Malar as a staff.
Malar amaippinude thalaivara na innai irukken. Indha amaippukku thalaivar naan da ippo. 3 varshama thalaivara seyalpidun. Appo
today I am proud to be the president of an organization such as Malar. Though I don't have higher education, my work has taught me a lot. Apart from the training sessions, the constant field visits, the close interaction with women at the grassroots, and a deep understanding of their situation has given me much learning and I gained leadership skills. Today, I am wearing good saris, good clothes, jewelry, eating good food. It is only because of Malar. We have been able to save money and get cheap credit because of SHGs. Here, we build our saving gradually and scale up our borrowing. We don't rush into huge expenses, but tread carefully. We have funds in our organization, but it belongs to the poor women. It is their blood. They invest it for their future. So, we all have to be careful about how we use their fund. Every family has to plan its growth with prudence.
Having attained a measure of economic independence, Malar is now assessing what the future looks like for its members. Secretary Gino Bai talks about their future plans.
இந்த மலர் அமைப்பு துவங்கி 30 ஆண்டுகளை கடந்து 31வது ஆண்டுல அடியெடுத்து வச்சு சிறப்பாக செயல்பட்டது.
Malar has completed 30 successful years. When we turned 50, many of our members would have crossed 90 or 100. We want Kanyakumari district to be like Okinawa in Japan, where many healthy centenarians live. That is why we lay great emphasis on our health training sessions with a focus on physical and mental health and nutrition. In another 20 years, many older persons will be left alone as most children are moving abroad or to other parts of the country for work. They might be economically well off, but will still need emotional support, health care and companionship. We are now discussing setting up care facilities, daycare centers and health groups to cater to such individuals.
தலைவாரி பூச்சோடி உன்னை பாடசாலைக்கு போ என்று சொன்னாளு நன்னை தலைவாரி பூச்சோடி.
Over the years, Malar has added many flowers to its bouquet. Let us hope the bouquet continues to bring fragrance to many generations of women. With my colleague Smita Ramanathan, this is Manju Venkat saying goodbye from Bangalore, India. We thank Meenakshi Warrior, Aditi Parsavedi and Prema Kuruvilla for the voiceovers. Thank you for listening.
Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose events can be viewed on the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Monday, 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Hey, we're All Black Era.
And you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
Good morning. It is 7:30 a.m. here in Kingston, Ontario. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to What's Brewing. So this week, we are going to start things off with Hubert Pruy with Le Temps qui Passe. This was released as a single on February 20th. Hubert is a Montreal-based blues and folk artist. This song talks about how as we get older, we accumulate grief. It was written following the loss of two of their loved ones who died far too young, and that the only certainty that we all share is death. We don't know when or how, but we are all going to die, which is a little bit morbid, but it's a wonderful song. And they have said that this song is dedicated to all those who have left us too soon and whose lives are kept alive by the love of those who remain. They have one upcoming tour date, March 22nd at the Théâtre des Jardins in Montreal area, and they have a bunch of other Quebec dates, so if you happen to be in Quebec at any point and you enjoyed the song, definitely check that out. After that, we have Nectar Palace with Machine off of their debut EP, Automate, released January 30th. Nectar Palace is a Montreal-based electro noise pop solo project of Sean Puyleau. They incorporate a lot of analog synthesizers, sharp guitars, and bass. This is a first look at an intriguing and eccentric project that seeks to combine metal, disco, and electronica. They've said in regards to this project that they've always had duality between abrasive music, perhaps their metal side, and a repressed desire for disco. I have this eternal quest to make rock and dance songs. They have one upcoming live date, March 13th at Turbo Haas in Montreal. So if you enjoy and you're in Montreal in March, check them out. Without further ado, we will kick it off with Hubert Pruy with Le Temps qui Passe right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is What's Brewing.
La route est courte à tes côtés. Ton départ, je l'ai regretté. J'ai souvent vu la mort s'approcher. Cette fois-ci, elle m'a déchiré. Comment je vais vivre sans toi? Si le mal s'empare de ma foi, nos solitudes se sont tant aimées, espérant ne jamais oublier. Pourquoi le temps passe qu'il ne revient pas? Où est-ce qu'est ton âme? Où est-ce qu'on s'en va? Le temps qui passe ne revient pas. La seule certitude, c'est le trépas. Le vide de ton absence, le manque de ta présence. Y a des gens qui meurent en douceur et d'autres qui meurent en panique. Le vide de ton absence, le manque de ta présence. Sans toi, la vie manque de cœur et surtout de magnifique. Je me rappelle de ta force de vivre. Ce soir, mes souvenirs s'enivrent. L'amour coule dans mon sang. Les larmes s'envolent au grand vent. Tant parce qu'il ne revient pas. On dirait que je suis seul, mais chantez-le. Le temps qui passe ne revient pas. chanter-le. Ça. On m'a jamais appris à bitonner vite comme toi. Et si je te disais que j'aimerais suivre tes pas, je veux devenir une machine à exploit. J'aimerais comprendre pourquoi c'est autant facile pour toi. J'aimerais comprendre.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Machine by Nectar Palace. Before that, we had Hubert Pruitt with Le Temps qui Passe right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is What's Brewing. Coming up next, we have Crimson Child and Frigid with Drifter. This is off of Crimson Child's EP Floating Falling, released February 19th. Crimson Child is a Vancouver-based producer and DJ, self-dubbed cinematic bass music. This project is an exploration into how their sound would be experienced in a club-forward, groove-first environment. With these songs, they chose to honor the dance floor and sense of flow that comes with that while staying true to their sonic identity of long progressions and emotive writing. They have a unique flair for blending stories, unorthodox melodies, and dark electronic undertones into a package that is sure to make you move as well as feel. After that, we have Cola with Hedge Sitting, released as a single on February 18th. They are a Montreal-based indie post-punk trio. This is off of their upcoming third album, Cost of Living Adjustment, which anachronizes to Cola, which is releasing on May 8th and is anticipated to be the band's most maximalist work to date. So without further ado, let's kick it off with Drifter by Crimson Child and Frigid right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. lapses in judgment, though still left wanting. I get
that was Hedge Sitting by Cola right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before that, we had Crimson Child and Frigid with Drifter. Coming up next, we have Maggie Merlin with Pop Star, released as a single on February 1st. Maggie is a Montreal-based alt R&B neo-soul artist. They said, after writing this song and thinking about it with intention, I can see the true responsibility of an artist. It is to be a messenger, to influence and to inspire change in the people listening. I don't think the point is to single-handedly change the world. It's to remind all of us that we can if we do it together. Maggie takes the lead on a lot of their art direction, aiming to use keenness for fashion story and storytelling to build a visual universe that's as intentional, infectious, and self-identified as her sound. So definitely check out the other half of what this project looks like online. And then she has some upcoming tour dates in Toronto and Montreal, March 24th and 25th at the Baby G and the Casa de Popolo, respectively. And then after that, we are going to close it out with Slow Leaves and Don't Fret, released as a single on February 4th. Slow Leaves is a Winnipeg-based folk artist. They said that they don't write sad songs, they write lonely songs. This is off of their upcoming album project, The Ruins of Things Unfinished, which comes out May of 2026, so definitely keep an eye out for that. This upcoming project will explore his thoughts on ambition and the long setting sun of a life dedicated to art and family. They've said in relation to the project, I think at heart, I'm not seeking greatness, at least not outside my own little world, or maybe I've simply given up on misplaced ambitions. My ambition is now a life of greatness in small spaces, a private fame in close quarters, a life so intimate it need only whisper its declarations of love and victory, which I think is a quite lovely message to close us out. So without further ado, we are going to kick things off with Maggie Merlin and Pop Star on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been What's Brewing. We'll be right back.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews.